Hello, my name's Lou Schumann. I'm a senior transportation engineer with the Office of Local Assistance. On your agenda, it shows Ephraim, but he couldn't be here today, so I'm going to be covering his topics, which are construction, DBE, invoicing, and Buy America Section 2. Hopefully you guys got your extra hour of sleep so you can stay away. This is the last presentation, so bear with us. Before I get into those subjects, I'd like to mention that we're going to be sending out a survey probably either this afternoon or tomorrow to all the SPOCs. It's our headquarters. Actually, we just recently changed. We had some issues with these allocations falling through the cracks. I know someone had an issue with it. So in the last about month and a half, maybe the last allocations that went through, we have a whole different process in our office. So we don't want that to happen. And it's really improved. We have two new staff that are helping process those. And anyway, the survey will be sent to you. And there's the website. You don't have to write it down because it'll be sent. But we're asking for that by November 15th. Okay, our construction oversight engineers, we have two construction oversight engineers. How many of you have met them and worked with them in the field? So they're going out to the projects pretty much toward the beginning, middle, and end on most of the projects. Moshe Kurnia takes care of mostly the northern counties and Gongate and Bart, and Siobhan Saunders takes care of the southern areas. Some of the most common challenges they've had in recent times is these daily construction diaries, incomplete or missing. Like they don't have a reference for the labor and materials, which item it's going into, or if it's connected with a change order. The quantity sheets are sometimes not available for backup or missing information. So when you do your monthly pay estimates, those quantity sheets should be very clear. So when we come out to take a look, we could find the information easily. Also, the construction change orders are not permanently documented or are properly documented. And you should also do an independent cost estimate. Don't just rely on the contractor's estimate and then you approve that. So you should do an independent cost estimate. For the DB program, unfortunately Tom's not talking about this, but I will cover it really quickly. He mentioned Hing Kung is our DB coordinator. DB is only on the federal projects, on those SB1 state-only funded projects. You do not have a DB goal, but on the federal, all federal projects must have a DB goal. These are some of the tracking documents that we use for the DB commitment, the 1001, 1002, that's for the consultant work, 9D and 15G goal setting, and your original DB commitment on the award package of the contractor, and then 17F. The final DB utilization is not just for the contractor, but also for the consultant DB work. I also want to mention that if for contracts with A&E contracts, your design contracts over $500,000 or construction contracts over $2 million, you need to submit it to us, to our headquarters for approval, for awarding. Okay, for the lowest bidder, has to be responsive and responsible. Responsive is they meet all the requirements of the advertisement and the proposal. Everything's signed and everything's correct. Also, responsible is they can do the work. So they can be responsible but not responsive or other way around. You should ensure that award packet or the submittal package is complete and accurate. If not, you may have you don't want to award if it's not complete and accurate. If you don't find it, probably the second lowest bidder is probably going to find it, and that happens more often than you think. Okay, so some of the failure bidding irregularities in the bidding requirements were, and there's several more, but these are some of the common ones. Failure to sign the bid, submit the non-collusion affidavit or other forms that are required in the document, and achieving a DB goal or demonstrating good faith effort to do so. And the contractor's qualifications, a bidder may be deemed non-responsive because of past unsatisfactory performance. So LPA, that's local public agency, not local program accounting. We have so many acronyms here. But that local public agency must, this is very important, have a full-time public employee who is accountable and responsible for the project. A lot of the smaller agencies and some larger agencies use quite a bit of consultants on their work, but that consultant must report to a full-time public employee. Now, that public employee does not have to be an engineer or even a technical person. They just have to kind of be responsible for the project. Okay. Your project, all your testing requirements, your agency has a quality assurance plan that performs the quality, that, you know, kind of states all the quality assurance requirements in the contract. That is submitted to us at a minimum of every 5 years. Our construction oversight engineer may be referring to that if he's reviewing your project. If you're going to change something, there's no problem in submitting more often than, but we have a minimum every 5 years. And you'll notice if, say, you're submitting an E76 for request for authorization for construction, our area engineer is going to be making sure that one, we have a database, and if the date is over 5 years, they're going to not be able to approve that until we get one in our files. Okay, here is our staff. We have, you know, two new administrative staff, Adina Ramos and Lisa Wolf. They have been excellent help in not only working on our invoices, but also on our allocation request. And Jose is also a backup there. So all your invoices are going to this address. It'll be taken care of by one of these two people, most likely. If someone's on vacation or not available, someone else might be kind of covering for them, but they'll probably be contacting you. And I think it's been working a lot. You're getting a lot quicker response on your invoices, not necessarily rejected less, but they're very thorough. You'll get a response much quicker. So it's been a real improvement. I'm not going to say too much about invoicing because we've had five invoice trainings. We went out to the North Bay, South Bay, and then we had about three in here. But this new invoicing procedure, it's effective. You could have submitted with this new procedure prior to, but after October 15th, we no longer accept the old type of invoices. This invoice is, new procedure is much more thorough, I think, and it's probably a little bit easier. It's kind of, it kind of double checks you. And once again, I'm not going to go through all the details. It's an interactive form and kind of helps you to not miss anything. Of course, everything is submitted. You can send if they have time, electronic, but we're saying we're not really checking it in until we get a hard copy. So you still have to do a hard copy. Maybe in the future we'll be able to process electronic invoices, but our accounting can't handle electronic invoices at the current time. And only one copy. We don't need several copies of these. The parts of the invoice are, there's four sections: the invoice, the indirect cost calculation, billing summary and checklist. You need a wet signature on the form, and of course you're mailing it. One item that has been missing on some of the invoices lately is the when you have a construction invoice, we're missing the construction pay estimate for the contractor. So we need a copy of that kind of as backup. Of course, we don't need tons and tons of backup like you had before with all your payrolls and all that. So it's saving a little paper, you know. Okay, we're going to go through a little bit more Buy America issues. And just remember that anything with iron and steel is subject to Buy America. Don't worry about aluminum or copper or anything like that. It's all only iron and steel. And the interesting thing, so say you're getting money for preliminary engineering or right-of-way, but you're not getting any federal funds for your construction project. That construction project is still subject to Buy America requirements. Another thing is the scope of the project is defined by your NEPA document. So the NEPA might be larger than the project that you're actually requesting the authorization for. So you want to kind of double check your NEPA document. In some cases, you may want to... revalidation is not a new NEPA document. I should mention that. Say you revalidate a large NEPA document, you may want to do a whole new NEPA document for your specific project. If it's a really small project, you have a huge NEPA document, it might kind of alleviate some of these Buy America requirements. Just know that the certifications for these Buy America is available upon material delivery. You must resolve these deficiencies, like take the material out that it had an issue with, or replace it with actually U.S. steel. Also, even though you're abiding by Buy America, make sure you have the paperwork filed in some sort of uniform filing system so it can be found. So even if you abide by it, we need to make sure, or the feds are making sure, that you have this records in your file easily accessible. Okay, you're allowed to have small amounts of non-US steel products with a total cost of 0.1% or $2,500, whichever is greater. So just one thing to note there, it's 0.1% of the value. So if you have a large project, you might have to kind of break out all the cost of each of these little items. And some things are very difficult to break down. If you have a motor with a whole bunch of parts, a lot of time it cannot be determined. So that thing might add up to a lot of money when a big steel might be heavy, a lot more steel than a little motor, but the cost might be less. So just be aware, 0.1% is fairly low. So where you're in non-compliance, you cannot make, say, something, oh, this is non-participating, we don't have to worry about it. Everything is participating in this the Buy America requirements. So even if you're not paying for it, if it's part of the project, it's incorporated in the project, it is subject to these Buy America requirements. Are there any questions? Or for any of the other speakers, do you think of anything you'd like to ask? Okay. Thank you very much for...
Okay, well, I guess we're still maybe a little sleepy from lunch. But I will say that maybe some of us will still be here in case you do have questions you want to talk to us about. And I do want to make a final plug. If you haven't taken the Federal Aid Series training, I highly recommend that you and or your staff take it. I don't think a schedule is out yet, but when we do get that, we'll definitely share that. Usually there is one in the Bay Area, and it's a great training course. All of this cannot be covered in an hour. It's actually 5 days. So really good, highly recommend it. So thank you all again for attending, and we look forward to seeing you next time.